The death toll from anti-government protests in Iran continues to grow. The American-based Human Rights Monitor, HRANA, says 2,500 people have been killed in the brutal crackdown, although other groups say it could be as high as 12,000. Verifying the toll has been difficult amid a sweeping media and telecommunications blackout, effectively cutting the country off from the outside world. But some Iranians are using online tools and new technologies to bypass the restrictions. Mehdi Yahyanejad is an Iranian-American and co-founder of the group Net Freedom Pioneers. He joins me from Los Angeles this morning. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hello to you. Thank you for inviting me.
How are you feeling on a personal level at the moment, watching these protests and the brutal crackdown in response unfold?
We are extremely worried in diaspora. We are, the information coming out, of course, is limited despite the existing Starlinks. A lot of people here are worried about their families. All the limited information that's coming out indicates there is a high number of casualties. A friend of mine yesterday found out that three of his relatives have been seriously injured. It's been a massacre, and people just trying to figure out what's going on the ground.
We've been talking all week about this communications blackout that has been in place. What is the current state of internet and phone access in Iran right now?
Iranian government shut down internet and all the communication starting last Friday. So people can't use any messengers, can't use social media, can't even call outside. What we heard yesterday, some of the calls, phone calls have been reestablished, but that's, of course, all these phone calls are, there's surveillance and people are really worried to explain what's going on over phone connections. And internet remains completely disconnected.
Tell me about the role that Elon Musk's Starlink service has been playing as these protests have been unfolding. How critical has that been?
So Starlink is a new technology that's been around for 3-4 years. These are satellite terminals that basically people purchase from black market in Iran. Once you have it, you have to set it up on the roof or a balcony, and it directly communicates with Starlink satellites. So when you use it in Iran, you really don't need to go over the internet infrastructure inside Iran. You access the internet outside world through the satellites provided by Starlink. So, of course, it's much harder for Iranian government to block it because they just don't own that infrastructure. And a large number of Iranians, tens of thousands in the past few years, have purchased these terminals for personal use, for small businesses. And we've also been involved in delivering some of these Starlinks to Iran to activists and citizen journalists inside Iran to be able to report at critical times. Of course, this is aside the travelers who are leaving Iran and reporting on what happened, Starlink's terminals have been the only way to connect to people in Iran and get the first-hand reports from inside the country.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. Mehdi Yahyanejad is the co-founder of Net Freedom Pioneers and is my guest as we talk about how Iranians are navigating the telecommunications blackout inside the country. Has the Iranian regime been trying to jam Starlink services, and how has it gone about that? Has it had much success there?
Yes, they've been. They both try to jam and also try to locate these Starlink terminals on people's roofs, buildings, and so on. The jamming mostly has been focused on jamming the geolocation. These Starlink terminals need to know where they are using their GPS. And once that's disrupted, the connection becomes unstable. So. The Iranian government has tried this. It's been partially successful. The quality of the connection has been impacted. Starlink company released a new software update 2 days ago to improve the situation. And from what we hear, that has helped. Of course, this is an ongoing cat and mouse game, and we are waiting to see what Iranian government is going to do next. But this is the jamming, of course, is mostly in major cities. They can't really jam the entire country to block these Starlink terminals.
Why is it so important that people are able to get information out to the outside world, that people outside Iran are able to get an accurate picture of what is going on there?
If it wasn't for these Starlink terminals, we wouldn't know the extent of killings inside Iran. Just those videos that came out of the medical forensic center close to Tehran that showed a large number of dead bodies of protesters has hugely impacted international opinion about what's going on inside Iran. Of course, Iranian government is doing its best to prevent such leaks and such disclosures of their brutality. This is not their first time. Back in 2019, also there was 2 weeks of internet internet shutdown. This time around, it seems it's going to even be longer. Iranian government has announced they are going to consider lifting internet shutdown 2 weeks from now. And they even haven't promised any exact time. They just have said we are going to consider it in 2 weeks from now.
Thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Mehdi Yayanajad is the co-founder of Net Freedom Pioneers.